proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We look at the fatherhood of God, and as we do, we notice that God loves His children, just as an earthly parent would cherish his own progeny. That devotion to them impels him to ensure his children's well-being. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ employed a father-son analogy to illustrate the divine benevolence. He said, quote, "What man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent?" Unquote. The Savior added this observation, quote, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good gifts to them that ask him?" Unquote. God's love began in eternity past. It continues through the present and will abide throughout eternity future. As he told the Jewish people in Jeremiah chapter 31, quote, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee," unquote. That love began even before the Jewish people entered into the land that God had promised them. In Deuteronomy chapter 23, Moses reminded the Israelites of that occasion when Balak, the king of Moab, sought to have the Mesopotamian prophet Balaam curse the Jewish nation. Moses told the Jews that, quote, "The Lord thy God would not hearken unto Balaam, but the Lord thy God turned the curse into a blessing unto thee," unquote. Why did God do this? Moses provided the reason, quote, "The Lord thy God loved thee," unquote. God manifested his love for the Jewish people by sustaining them throughout their calamities. When the Jewish nation, rhetorically, asked God for proofs of his love toward them, he pointed to the different destinies of the Edomites, whom God destroyed, and the Jews, whom God preserved, unquote. This comparison was found in the first chapter of the book of Malachi. Indeed, the continued existence of the Jewish nation demonstrates God's fidelity to his promises and to his covenants. Furthermore, according to the fifth chapter of Romans, quote, "God commendeth his love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us," unquote. That love reached out even unto those who opposed themselves to Jesus Christ. According to Romans chapter 5, quote, "God commendeth his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us," unquote. That love reached out even unto those who opposed themselves to Jesus Christ. It demonstrated God's benevolent nature in that he loved even his enemies. As John stated in the fourth chapter of his first epistle, quote, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him," unquote. The Savior informed his disciples, according to John chapter 16, that, quote, "The Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God," unquote. God extended his love unto all that come to him through faith in Jesus Christ. Furthermore, as the Apostle Paul wrote in the eighth chapter of the book of Romans, nothing, quote, "shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." All of the things Paul listed, none of them, not death nor life, not angels, principalities, nor powers, not things present nor things to come, nothing can separate Christians from becoming the objects of God's love. God loves his people as a father loves his children. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.